Praise the Lord Jesus. This time in Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to be continuing to talk about angels and how these big boys affect us in our lives. I'm sure that most of us, or like myself, had no idea how angels interact with us and how they play a part in our life in both our well-being or our devastation. These angels do good things and cause bad things to happen. And I will show you from the Scripture many experiences as we go through this series on angels. Well, let's come to the Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you and praise you for this beautiful day. We want to thank you and praise you that you've given us your word, and you've given us your word as an owner's manual to tell us what you like and what you don't like. So, Lord, reveal to us the truth of this word as we go through it today. Show us what we need to know so we can be better people, so we can walk with you and love you and serve you and do exactly what you told us to do. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to start out today in Hebrews 3:12. In Hebrews 3:12, the scripture says, beware, brethren. It starts off with a beware. And I think we need to take this to heart because it says, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. And this is probably a major problem, a really major problem in the church today, that if we don't believe God's word, you'll notice there in Hebrews 3:12, he called that an evil heart of unbelief. I've come to realize that's why so many of us do not get anything from the Lord, is because we don't believe his word. And when we don't believe his word and act on his word, like he says we have departed from him and we have an evil heart of unbelief. And anytime you have an evil heart of unbelief, you will absolutely get nothing from the Lord. You can really make the Lord very upset at you and your angels also by departing. Because as it says there, it says, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. So if you have an unbelieving heart, you have a heart of deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ. That's what we're supposed to be. If, he says, and here's this word, if again, says, for we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. Now, I think that we really read the book and don't really grasp what it's saying. But he's telling us there that we need to hold confidence in the Word of God and not depart from it and have this evil heart of unbelief. And then he says in verse 15, while it is said today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. He called this time when the people would not believe him when he was bringing them out of Egypt, the rebellion. They rebelled. For who, having heard, rebelled? Indeed, was it not all who came out of Egypt led by Moses? He's telling us who these people were. All of them, virtually, that came out of Egypt, they rebelled. Now, with whom was he, his angel, or who was he angry? 40 years. Was it not with those who sinned, whose corpses fell in the wilderness? Just think, God was angry with these people all these 40 years because they would not believe his word. Here he had brought them out of Egypt and showed them many, many mighty signs and miracles and wonders, including dividing the Red Sea for them. And they walked across on dry ground. And what an awesome testimony of the power of our God. Of course, for our God to separate the Red Sea was nothing. He made the worlds. He made the universe. He made the stars. So to separate the sea and make the ground dry was no problem for our King. But he says he did all these things. And now that he was angry with these people, all these 40 years, it was those that rebelled and who sinned. And it says, because they sinned there, their corpses fell in the wilderness. So sin is what killed these people. They rebelled. And also, not only did they die in the wilderness, But it said, to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who did not obey? Now then, if these people did not get to enter into the rest of God or to go to heaven because of their disobedience, they would not obey, what about us today? Same thing. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Now this is the scripture in verse 19. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Therefore, chapter 4, verse 1 says, therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear, let us stand in awe, or let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it also. Now, of all things, we do not want to come short of believing God's mighty word. For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard, it did not profit them, because they did not mix it with faith in those who heard it. Just think, they did not mix faith or trust in God's word. They heard it, and they heard the promises, and they had saw the mighty, awesome miracles that God had performed. And as they saw these mighty miracles, but they did not mix faith with it, so God was not pleased with any of them. So now then, if you get off into a wilderness experience, which is very possible, you better be sure you continue to speak God's word. Now, because these people got off into a wilderness experience and they didn't speak God's word, and it said God was angry with them, and none of them entered into his rest because they did not mix faith or the word of God with what was happening. So if we get into a wilderness experience, we better be sure that we continue to speak God's word, or you might just be found to have angered the Lord and your angel, and you might find yourself on your own. Now, if there's anything you don't want to be, you don't want to be on your own as you go through this earth. You want the Lord to be with you, and you want your angels to be with you. So be sure you speak only God's word. You know, don't talk the trash of the world. Speak God's word. Now let's look at some scriptures that shows us what happens when we provoke our angel. Now let's go to Genesis chapter 10. Let's see what we've got here. Let's go to Genesis 19, not 10, chapter 19, verse 1. Now it said the two angels. Now this is a story about what happened when God saw the sin that was going on the earth, and he sent a couple of angels to take care of this problem. And Genesis 19, 1, it says, now the two angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. It says, when Lot saw them, he rose to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. But the angels reached out their hands and pulled Lot into the house with them and shut the door. And it says, and they struck the men who were at the doorway of the house with blindness. Now, what were these men doing? As you read the scriptures in detail, you will find out that these men that saw these two new men come into the city, they wanted to have a sexual relationship with these men. This was a city steeped in sexual sin. And everybody in this city, their hearts were evil continuously. In fact, when Abraham knew that these angels were on the way to Sodom and Gomorrah to destroy it, he asked the Lord, finally he got down and said, Lord, if we can just find 10 righteous people in that city, will you not destroy them? And he said, if I can find 10, for the sake of those 10, I will not destroy it. But he couldn't find 10. That goes to show you how wicked the men and the women and everything were in the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. And since these men were wanting to get in the house where these two angels were, of course, they looked just like men. And that's usually what angels do. When they come, they look just like a man. You can't tell the difference in most cases because they can manifest themselves in the form of a human being and you can't tell the difference. I know I have seen at least three that I know of in my life, and the three angels I saw, one at a time, each one turned out to be, I mean, they were angels, but they looked just like men. But whenever I walked around a corner to see what happened to one of them, they were gone. And so no man could have disappeared like they did. But these angels could walk through the veil into the second heaven and disappear. And therefore, I could not see them. But I have seen this happen my very own eyes. But it says here, but these men, since the men outside wanted to get in the house where these two men, which were actually angels, were, because they desired them sexually, it says these angels, they struck the men who were at the doorway of the house with blindness. Now, an angel is a powerful being. He can make you sick. He can kill you. You know, he can make you blind. Here is a case right here where these men, they struck these men outside the house. Not one of them, but all of them with blindness. It says both small and great, both the little guys, the big guys, and everybody, so that they became weary and trying to find the door. They could not tell where they were. Now, what had happened? The angels had smote these men with blindness. Angels can do great and awesome things. It says, then the men said to Lot, have you anyone else here? These are the angels. The sons-in-laws, you know, your sons, your daughters, and whoever you have in this city, take them out of this place. These angels, or these men, which are angels, these two, are warning Lot to take any of his friends, relatives, sons-in-laws, daughters, anybody, and if they want to live, take them out of the city. They said, for we will destroy this place. In other words, because the outcry against them has grown great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy this place. In other words, God, because of wickedness, God sends his angels, his agents, you might call them, to do things to the earth. And he sent these two angels to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. These kind of things are still happening today. Said, so Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-laws. And he said, they had married his daughters. And he said, get up, get out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But to his sons-in-laws, he seemed to be joking.
We have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.